score until the hour here in the Irish Morning Program. Sid Rosenberg is so torqued off at Warren Wolf that it could come, develop into a fist fight tomorrow. What happened was,
come to blows.
I had invited, or got Bernie's view on this and Lou as well, but I ended, Sid stuck his head in the window taking exception to my comparing Sting to Jewel, and he was outraged, Sid was. And Warner swore at him, and I've seldom have ever heard Warner swear. Warner told him to get the F out of the studio, and it was BS him sticking his head in here.
His effing head.
His effing head in here.
On his, Warner's effing time.
Right. Exactly, and Warner was outraged, and I was unaware of all of this. I learned about it later, and then, of course, I supported Warner. But Sid comes off pretty much as... Well, kind of like Bernard Goldberg, just as gutless and a coward.
Yeah.
So, you know, let some old fool like Warner Wolf push him around. So,
well,
you know.
He should show more respect. He should. He's got enough airtime, and it's Warner's
right.
day. And he took 1 day away from Warner. Warner's working 2 days a week now instead
right.
of three
mm-hmm.
because of this worm. And then he can't even get on. He sits around all morning while you interview all these. Pundits all morning, Warner does, and he doesn't get on.
Right.
Then he gets in there, he has 2 minutes to go, and just 10 to 9,
right.
and Sid sticks his fat head in.
Here comes stupid. Here,
right.
And then
here
comes
take the time away from Warner. And
here comes the pushy Jew.
Exactly. And Warner took exception to it.
And Warner got upset. And then Sid should have been more of a man about it, don't you think?
No, I think I agree with Ward. I think Sid should stay the hell out.
I do too.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I disagree with that, Bernie. When I'm in here, it doesn't matter to me who comes in.
That's you.
But I could be doing sports. Kiki Freeman to come walking in
now
and talk about something else. What's the big point?
And here's something else, William. It would have been a good segment because it would have been amusing. Sid raking me over the coals, calling me an old fool and. Suggesting how odd I was.
Right, but you are, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
White welcome on your iPod.
And B.B. King, I would point out.
B.B. King.
To compare Sting to Jewel, which, by the way, is an accurate comparison.
No,
both are of equal stature in terms of their contribution to the
experience.
Sting is one of the all-time greats.
Sting is a loser. Every breath I take, and then stop there.
No. You don't know.
Every breath I take, stop there.
Sting, that's the police.
Well, here's the point. Sting and the rest of them all stand on the shoulders of giants.
Yes.
Who've gone before.
That's exactly what they do.
And if you can't recognize that,
if you don't understand that,
are you going to rate what's happened before?
No, we're not.
Who cares about before?
No, but don't ignore it.
We're not ignoring it.
It's over,
though. It's history.
Don't suggest that it didn't have anything to do with anything. Sting is, at best, a lightweight.
Who has more hits in their career, Sting or Buddy Holly? Who has more hits in their career, Sting or Buddy Holly? Last I checked, Buddy hasn't come out with a song lately.
Who made a bigger contribution to rock and roll, Sting or Buddy Holly?
Sting!
Buddy Holly.
Oh, my
God. One of the founding fathers of rock and roll. You call it.
Sting.